This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Brendan Bayard joins us now. And Brendan, from your perspective, let's revisit Paddlepalooza last weekend.
Yes, sir. We had a good time out there. If it wasn't for the river water, it would have been a totally wonderful weekend. It was a little challenging just navigating all that dirty water that blew in from that river that's just pumping out high, dirty water. And I guess that southeast wind eventually just pushed it over to Grand Isle for us. But no worries. Everybody caught fish, and we had Robert Burkhart as our grand champion. He got to take the coveted ride in the kayak, holding his trophy around the weigh-in, which was always fun. That's a tradition we do every time for the winter. And then Steve Lessard finished in second, and Benton Parrott from Alabama finished in third. So lots of success.
Yes, and popular names. That was a little special for you because you had your son fishing with you.
Yeah, me and my son, who's going to Mississippi State in the fall, so I had a little chance to go fishing with him, and we caught a lot of nice flounder, so that was always fun. I enjoy eating flounder as much as catching flounder, but we got into a mess of them, and he ended up with a placing in the flounder division, so happy son, happy dad, if you will.
Well, congratulations to him. Now, when you're targeting flounder, like in these slam tournaments, flounder is usually the hardest one for people to target. Is that primarily where you concentrate, catch a marsh drain?
Yeah. You know, it's certainly easier, I think, to wait until the tide is falling and get some areas where, you know, that all the little critters that are up in the grass start to get pushed out with the tide. And you just kind of find those really shallow ambush spots where the tide is rolling through them. You know, we found areas where, like, the marsh would drain through, you know, maybe like a 3-foot wide drain. And those little creeks, if you will, were, you know, about a foot deep. We were just, you know, blank carpet bomb them with jigs until we found the one spot that the flounder was laying down in that little creek, and just kind of repeated and did that over and over again, and it was pretty great.
You got to think like a flounder, and they are an ambush animal, so you got to figure the places where they would set up to ambush bait moving out. Great job. All right, now for the record, did Robert, Steve, and Benton, which one of those had motorized kayaks?
I think Steve and Benton had motorized kayaks. I'm not sure if Robert had them. And I would say that the places that that everybody but Steve fished, and I know that personally just because I know where these guys fished, I don't think it made a difference into where they got to, mm-hmm. except for Steve. He went a little further than most people, but I've been out where Steve fished without a motor, so, you know, that's, you know, not a big deal in my opinion. you know, the one place where motors might shine is if you are going to spot hop a lot and you're going to place, you know, one of your places is maybe like 5 miles or 4 miles out, and then you need to get back and move your car. But, you know, I think a lot of people, I saw a lot of people catch a lot of fish, and a lot of those guys didn't have motors. So I don't think it's as big of a deal as it is. You know, the guys that won, Robert's been, you know, doing really well for the last 2 years, getting better. You know, he's won the big trout, I don't know how many times lately. He's really coming on strong. And then Steve and Benton, of course, have been champions and angler of the years, you know, forever. So I don't think the motors matter for those guys.
You're right about that. All right, coming up in 3 weeks, Dawn Till Dusk, which is the third and the fourth of the championship series for BCKFC. Tell us about that one.
That's going to be a full day, get lots of coffee and energy drinks day. It's a 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. anywhere in the state, fishing tournament, CPR. It's kind of, you know, basically go out and find your best two reds and five trout and see what kind of stringer you can make. That one's always fun. It's going to be on Memorial Day weekend. So, you know, most people should have that off. So looking forward to that. It's usually some pretty good trout. And I think, you know, the trout are just ready to explode along the shore. Right now, you know, if it wasn't for that dirty water, we would have had a wonderful time on the beach this last weekend. But the fish are still over there. They're, you know, all up behind Elmer's Island and behind Grand Isle. So as soon as that water clears out, it's going to be on.
Should be a good time. BCKFC, you can get signed up there. Brendan, thanks so much for the report, and congratulations to your son on the flounder.
All right. Thank you, Don. Take care.
Yes, sir. There he goes, Brendan Bayard. All right.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.